Here's another story about a woman who's doing something extraordinary. Her name is Inga Rappaport, and next week in Germany, she will officially get her medical degree. Not too surprising, this is graduation season after all, but this woman is 102 years old, and she did her medical research back in the 1930s. In Germany, medical students have to do a thesis. She wrote hers on diphtheria. But when it came time for Rappaport to take her oral exam, the university said no for racial reasons. It was 1938, Hitler and the Nazis were in power, and Inga's mother was half Jewish. She fled Germany that year and came to the U.S., where she got her M.D. She married a Jewish doctor from Austria, and they settled in Cincinnati. But history had them in its sights. In the 1950s, the couple had to leave the U.S. It was the McCarthy era, and the Rappaports had communist links. So they moved to what was then East Germany. Dr. Rappaport says it was a hard decision for someone who'd fled the Nazis barely a decade earlier.
It took quite some time to make up our minds to go to Germany. I had, of course, still worry about Nazi Germany, and, well, it was a hard decision.
A crazy story for sure. Now, more than a half century later, the University of Hamburg, where Dr. Rappaport studied, wants to right the injustice it did to her in the 1930s. But she didn't want an honorary degree. She wanted the real thing. And that meant she actually had to prepare for her oral exam on her doctoral work. But she couldn't hit the books because of her poor vision.
That was a funny thing. I can't read. You know, I'm almost blind.
So friends helped her cram over the phone.
A very furious preparation for an exam. And I was quite nervous in the exam.
She passed with flying colors. But Dr. Rappaport says getting this degree was not for her.
No, it wasn't. I did it for the university to undo Nazi injustice and for all the Jews who had suffered the same injustice.
When Dr. Rappaport gets her degree this week at the University of Hamburg, her family will be there to see it. Her son, Tom Rappaport, is a professor at Harvard Medical School.
Well, I'm very proud of her. She is incredible at this point, I mean, in life at 102.
And 103 is just around the corner. Dr. Inga Rappaport's birthday is in September. This is The World.